And so
that must have heated up the kitchen.
It did. It did without the chimney in it. So we had always just used the stoves in the kitchen until we got away and wanted to go in other places.
Yes. Well, what do you call the stuff that the black stuff that forms up in the chimney?
Soot.
And after the firewood burns, what's that stuff that's piled up?
Ashes.
And what color is this paper?
White.
Is that the color the ashes were?
If you burnt that lighter, there'd be black coals in it. But now if you burn the oak, it's white ashes. And another thing, let me tell you something. I have taken them ashes and honey corn.
Oh, really? Now tell me about that.
Well, you just take maybe a gallon, 2 or 3 gallons of corn shell, and take them ashes, oak ashes now, no fat lighter than them, and put them in there and cook them in that water, and then you take that corn out when it's swelled up, and that husk come off of it, and wash, and you got some pretty hominy.
And you
don't have to use Clorox or potash in it then. That's all they are. Well, my mama and all of us has ever fixed corn.
Just with the oak ashes?
Oak ashes.
So you put the oak ashes in the...
Tie it up in a rag and put it in there. And boil it in there while the corn's boiling.
How long do you have to do that for?
Well, it was about 2 hours. And that corn would swell up and be way up that way.
What color is it then?
Then you pull that yellow... If it was the yellow corn, you pull that husk skin off of it, and it's white then.
And then how do you
get it washed?
You have to wash it.
Wash it in cold water, wash it, and then until you get all of that red gritted in it, you know, that dirt, but wash it, and then you could jar it up and keep it for 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, that must have been real good food.
It was, and we all learned to do all of that, and all killing hogs now, we learned to do that. We know what to save our own meat and cure it and have it when we want it.
Tell me about that. That's interesting. It does.
Hey, Lordy, well, that'd kill maybe 20, 25 hogs.
At one time?
Yeah, and sometimes he'd start, be a cold spell like this. He'd take about 10 or 11 one day, and the next day he'd get some more. And he'd go and spread it down in his smokehouse. You see, they had smokehouses then. And he'd lay it down there, fix it, and salt it down, and then he'd cure it while it's cold. And then whenever it got where he could hang it up, well, we had to keep oak limbs and things to smoke it with. We smoked our meat.
Did you say you had to do that when it was cold?
No, we let it lie down there on claws, you know, and covered up to keep a fly from getting to it. And while it was taking salt. And when it lay there till about 10 days, we took it up and washed the salt off of it. And then if we wanted to put this Martin stuff on it, liquid stuff, we got that and put on it. And then...
What that is it?
Just give it a different taste. But we'd rather have hickory limbs and smoke it and dry. And we'd done our sausage that way. And then when they got dried, we'd take them, put them in cans of pure lard, and then when sausage was just as pretty as you could get. You didn't have to go to town to buy nothing like that.
Well, where did the lard come from?
Out of the hogs, we dried the fat off of the hogs. We'd have anywhere from 4 to 5 potfuls of grease at the time. We'd have then when we'd get it made, ready to go into cans, we'd have maybe 6 and 7 cans of grease. We'd just trim the fat off, you know, for the